Okay, hi folks. Let me just go back now. Okay, yeah, sure. Welcome everyone. Let's see. So looking at the agenda, I guess we'd like to do a status review real quickly here. Most critical tasks at hand. Let's see. So most critical tasks at hand. If we click on that, we go to the architecture, policies, process, processes for OR work, implementation of key development priorities, soliciting content systematically, get the work funded, review requirements, existing standards to make sure we're aligned, and finally continue with efforts in publicity and outreach. Do we want to talk about any of these?
The only one thing, I guess this is one time, is before even critical task number one, I think I do want to revisit where we stand in terms of serving a repository and the speed of our moving forward, or the speed that we are advancing. I think we have like some structural issues that we might want to address at this meeting, maybe not modifying the task list, but try to address them today.
Okay, well, let's talk about that then, since that might consume a lot of the meeting.
Right.
I know, Peter, that you had some comments about the progress and then also relationship with BioPortal.
Well, what was the first one?
You had some issues about our progress on OOR.
Oh yes, yes.
And then our relationship with BioPortal.
Right. It's not our relationship with BioPortal this time, but I can see that the BioPortal, I subscribe to the BioPortal support list, and their work has actually scaled up to an extent that I have been circulating their mailing list. I mean, if you click on the link that says support activities, which takes us to their support mailing list, and if you click on, everyone clicks on BioPortal support archives, then one can see that their level of activities have gone up quite significantly. They've got Trish Wessel almost working full time, and then of course behind Trish there's their whole development team supporting. And if you scan through the type of questions being asked and the answers that come through, honestly, none of us here, I bet, I doubt any of us here would even be in a position to support the software. I mean, given that it's developmental software, obviously it's buggy, it could be idiosyncratic, and if a user comes back with, if we really have users and the users come back with questions, I don't even think we have the expertise to respond, let alone, I mean, we don't even have the resource. If Trish Wessel is spending like half her day running BioPortal support, we don't have anyone who has half a day running BioPortal support. And if we say we'll totally rewrite the software before we serve our repository instance, then we are talking about being maybe months and years away from doing so. So that's my first thought. I mean, maybe we can discuss that a little and then talk about possible solutions. I have maybe one or two to suggest as well.
Yeah, I mean, Obviously, we don't have the people and the funding that BioPortal has, and if you're really going to have a well-supported OR, you're going to really require much more than we have, even if we were finished at this point.
Right. So.
So I to me, I mean, you either, we either try to get funding to, have consistent support, or somehow we find a larger pool of people who are interested in this, for open work. But again, or maybe, maybe we affiliate with or attempt to affiliate with another open source group.
Other comments? Ken? Mike?
What open source group did you have in mind?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I know that, Apache's pretty well structured. We have our intellectual property decisions and policies are different. Maybe as an example, what we really need is, a larger pool, I think, of people.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Yeah, I think both the pool and the commitment. I mean, we can have 50 people. I mean, we actually list maybe 50 or more than 50 on the OR team, but I mean, we can see that regularly there are only a handful of people at the meetings. So having more people engaged and committed, especially committed as in, like, at least available during normal working hours. I mean, those are almost sort of things that need funding for.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, Ken, Mike, and Todd, and Michael, are trying to wing this with as much support as they have from their students and or companies, but probably everyone, in fact, is oversubscribed to begin with, so it's difficult. But I don't know, what the alternatives are.
Tim, what do you think? I mean, from a sort of person who's joined us more recently and maybe have a slightly more less what should I call it with a perspective, a fresh perspective on this. I mean, we've all been with this since the beginning and have personal ownerships and reasons and that may be different from yours. So how do you see this? What's the impression you're getting?
Yeah, I think I'm in agreement that there's a really big commitment that to make this, get this up and running and maintain it. And from our perspective, we would have funding to do very targeted and limited things. Contribute kind of small areas because we're at the mercy of our funding agency. So we're mostly interested in being a user and a some sort of contributor, but to make it a big commitment a bigger commitment like that would be probably not possible for us.
Okay.
The thing about, I mean, BioPortal, I think it needs to be generalized, and I think that's what we're trying to do. And so, you know, I think it's hard to do that without a big commitment.
Right.
Just to do that, funding just to do that.
Mike, Ken?
So I think one question is whether we can sort of work to address some of those generalizations kind of more from within BioPortal rather than necessarily forking things. You know, I think if we can, you know, we'd like to certainly leverage the continued work and take advantage of it. And then they've been, you know, I think very supportive of that as well. So some of the things like the Common Logic backend, it's certainly not obvious, you know, how to integrate that into the current system. Maybe that needs a fresh look of ways to coexist with or, you know, add services to their environment, you know, rather than trying to build off the snapshot that we took earlier.
Ken, do you have further comments?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what you're getting at, Mike.
Obviously, I guess each of us have slightly different goals, or at least different priorities for people from academia, or even people engaging students on this. I mean, like Ken or Michael Gruninger, and so on, exploring research issues would be a priority, and maybe for someone like myself who comes from a infrastructure background, maybe I would think the priority is to have the infrastructure in place, a sort of production or operating available infrastructure in place, as being at least the first and foremost goal to achieve. So, and from that perspective, I think we're doing fairly poorly, because we said it's an open ontology repository. Whether that repository offers additional services or not, we are actually not running a sort of repository infrastructure per se quite yet. I mean, since 2008, I mean, the only thing that comes close is we have been running a sandbox on and off. And sandbox is not an infrastructure. Sandbox is something for someone to kick the tires with and try out. So my
Peter, I mean, there are two different things going on here. One is that we'd like to have an OOR infrastructure, and the other is that we're building on the BioPortal. Right. I don't know if those two are really difficult to reconcile. It isn't that easy, as I've been finding, to adapt what BioPortal did, what they have, to what we would like. So while, you know, what they have is really great, you know, it's wonderful for their people, for their users, attempting to, you know, kind of generalize it is hard.
I agree.
I mean, to give you an example, you know, when I was looking at the UI, I discovered a place where they were using, where they basically hard-coded the fact that you were on BioPortal. And it wasn't a small part of their system, and it wasn't easy to get rid of and to change that. So, you know, like when you were doing a search, you were doing a search on BioPortal. You had no choice whatsoever. There was no way to change that to being a search for some other.
You're coming in and out. I don't know where this.
You can't hear me?
Now it's good. But
okay.
Do you have a microphone?
It was just one example that I found was, you know, when you were doing a search, you were doing a search of BioPortal, and that was that. I mean, there was no way I could change it to be a search of our own repository. You know, it was just so heavily hard-coded. You know, I could tell you more about the technicalities of it, but it was so hard-coded that basically the only thing you could do was just replace it completely. And, I mean, that's typical of the kinds of things that you find in BioPortal. That's by no means the only one. So the idea that you could just take BioPortal, which is a great system, and just kind of tweak it is a little bit unrealistic.
I tend to agree with you, although I mean I don't totally understand the significance of, for example, your search case in maybe if BioPortal actually is supposed to be developed as a generic repository, is the use of BioPortal by NCBO that is somewhat restricted to biomedicine, the biomedicine domain, and they are supposed to be able to offer that to us to run it for, let's say, everything else. I mean, for manufacturing or for something else, or somebody else. But except that obviously they didn't do it right, so that maybe when you search, it only goes back to the biomedicine ontologies and don't search through other ontologies that's in the repository or something. But that would be a bug on their side, and maybe we could even ask them.
No, I'm not suggesting that there were any bugs. Absolutely not.
No.
I'm just suggesting that the architecture that they have is not really that easy to modify.
Was the issue there essentially that URLs were hard-coded?
Not just that they were hard-coded, but that they were, the way they were coded, you know, the search was actually an SWF image. SWF has its own programming language, very similar to JavaScript, but it's somewhat different. And basically what I had was this hard-coded, not just hard-coded, but, you know, compiled code, so I didn't even see the source code, where a significant amount of the functionality resides. So but in order to be able to modify that, I have to first go back to them and ask for their source code, which might not be easy because it wasn't actually done by them at all, but by the University of Victoria. And then I would have to get the environment where I would be able to compile this code. And I don't have any students who are familiar with this particular language or this environment. It's not a small amount of functionality. It's a huge amount of functionality. So, you know, in looking at the code, I discover, you know, a lot of the source code isn't there. It's in a different language entirely. It's a different environment. It wasn't even done by them. It was done by University of Victoria. So here you're basically, I mean, the only way I could see to deal with this is just to, you know, re-implement this from scratch.
Well, there are other instances of BioPortal, so presumably there's at least some intent to be able to support those kind of changes. Maybe
I could check.
I don't know whether this one's
those other instances.
Maybe there's instructions or more code that needs to be available in terms of the build process.
Yeah, I think the next thing that I mean, if we were sort of latching onto BioPortal, the other thing that really is hurting us is we don't really have a good rapport or an ongoing dialogue with that team. I guess part of which is because we are meeting at 6 a.m. and if I were a Stanford research staff or development staff, I wouldn't want to wake up at 5:30 and to make a 6 a.m. meeting. So that's also one of the issues we're facing. That's why I mentioned earlier we might want to address that part as well, but not at the absence of our friends from Europe, because we meant to facilitate their participation by moving the hours up. But after that, Joni from Finland seems to be the only regular that came from Europe. So over to solution. Now that we've sort of exposed sort of the concerns, and I guess we are almost all on the same.
Could I interrupt for just a second?
Okay, sure.
You mentioned other instances of BioPortal. What instances are there other than, I mean, I know about
MMI.
Monterey Bay MMI.
Right.
What else is there?
I think Bremen has one that Alex Garcia used to do. Coorate. There is the Oak Ridge National Lab has one. I forgot their name.
Is Data One using an instance as well?
Who?
Is Data One?
Yeah, that's the Data One. That's Lin Pushat. Except that Data One actually still isn't sure. I mean, we are having a meeting in Santa Barbara, a workshop in Santa Barbara next week. Of course, Natasha Noy, myself, Lin Pushat, are in favor of running a version of BioPortal. Lin actually even agreed to name that as something.or.net, except that Lin has now is no longer chairing the working group, and Deborah McGinnis has taken over, and we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, until after next week, and a few of the people who are involved in Data One already have vested interest in other infrastructure. And so there were some pushbacks on total adoption of a BioPortal-based ontology repository to start with.
Okay.
So, I mean, originally, this was written when Lin Pushat wrote it up. OR actually was even written into the charter or the mission statement or roadmap or whatever. And then on the revision, I think they even removed it and made it into some much more generic term. And they weren't even sure if they wanted to run the repository, because the infrastructure people, which is a different group from the data integration and semantics group, just wanted the semantics group to help with semantic search. And their definition of semantic search is also very limited. I mean, they almost want to say, just provide us with the terminology so that we could do a faceted search. So I mean, there's some fights that have to play out yet, which I really hate to get myself involved in, because personally, I hate politics, and looks like, I mean, there's enough politics in there that makes it unpalatable. So that's the situation with Data One. But I talked to Lin Pushat says if Data One doesn't run that, they will still continue, Lin will still continue to run their instance of OR at Oak Ridge National Lab. So that's all I can say. And considering the fact that they are now pushing out VM images of the BioPortal install, I am almost certain. And if you read the support things, I mean, they're constantly people asking about sort of the image install and so on. They're definitely more than the few that we just mentioned. Particularly, I mean, in the biomedical field. Because, I mean, if you just look at who's in NCBO, I mean, there are already, I mean, quite a few, I mean, 8 or 9 people. Mayo Clinic, Victoria, and I assume, I mean, each of these people will run their own instance, although they'll probably be running their instance and doing biomedical ontologies, unlike, let's say, MMI or Oak Ridge, who will be doing sort of ontologies that are different from biomedical. So over to solutions, I mean, one suggestion I would like to bring up is, I mean, maybe we should run two parallel tracks. One track is we just host a BioPortal. I mean, maybe with a logo change or something that are very generic, and we leverage their support. And if anybody asks, I mean, we even ask people to subscribe to their support list. And if there's generic questions, then we go ask them and so on, so that we really leverage that branch. And then in parallel, we do developmental work. We do a parallel track on development, maybe even greenfield. I don't know. That's one thought. Or, I mean, alternatively, I mean, we run an infrastructure and we say we host a Subversion server and now upload to this Subversion server, Subversion repository, and that is the repository. It has no services, but it's an infrastructure with high availability, and it's always there, and people can be sure to find their ontologies. That's not really what I suggest, but it's an alternative. Thoughts? But one thing I don't want to see is we continue the way we are, which is neither here nor there. And if people says, I have an ontology, you are supposed to be hosting a repository, where can I upload it? And we can't say, this is the place. Once you're there, it'll be there forever. We can't say that. I mean, even when we had Sandbox, we only say, give it a try in the Sandbox. By the time we have a production server, you can then upload it there, and it will be persistent. So my proposal is parallel track. One development track and one production track running BioPortal, period, with logo change. And from an infrastructural point, we actually have two boxes, two VMs now, one called OR-01, and then one called OR-02. So we actually do have the hardware to run two instances. Actually, we have the hardware to run multiple instances, but two is not going to be a major challenge. I need Ken to confirm that. Is that true, right?
Confirm what?
Yeah, I mean that it would not be a challenge. I mean to run two different instances.
The problem isn't having the equipment. Rather, it's if you run the two instances you're talking about, what would happen to the ontologies that have been uploaded? Would they be two separate sets of instances? If you switch from one to the other at some point, do you lose all of the ontologies that have been installed? Things like that.
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I'm not sure the answer to that either. I mean,
I guess it's what we make of it.
The only difficulty is, what happens to those things that have been persisted already. It may not be that easy to just kind of transfer them over, or even to have both of them operate on a common database.
But if we are experimental or if they're developmental, we don't have to. Let's say we run a production instance and there are 200 ontologies there. I mean, we don't have to run all 200 on the developmental instance. Most of the time, I mean, we need a few people who are very supportive of the development and keep using theirs to exercise the development track.
No, but what I'm getting at is, okay, you have this instance that's running and people are using it, and then you have this developmental instance. At some point, presumably, you'd want the developmental instance to become production, right?
Hopefully, yes.
Why else would you be developing it? And the difficulty would be, okay, now you switch over and you go to this latest, greatest developed version. Do you then, at that point, lose all of those ontologies, and everybody who's using the production instance now suddenly has to re-upload them?
So, I mean, one thing that could help is, some export-import capability so that you could easily, essentially archive all of the things in the production server and then reload them into the new version.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Then maybe we build into the design of the latest and greatest version that, it has some capability of importing from BioPortal, period.
So they
right.
we don't
have that as a feature just yet.
Right. But since we're starting afresh, then we can build that in as a requirement.
Well, that may be an area too where we could contribute something to them as well. Because I think contributing that code base both potentially helps with relations and also means that it hopefully will be continued to be maintained over time.
That's just the point I wanted to make about this.
Yeah, okay. This is a great point. I think we
need to incorporate that.
know that Gary, has when he's been learning the SOCOP ontologies, has reloaded several of them a couple of times, and the import export would be really a very helpful capability for him.
Yeah, I can see that our new sandbox has one ontology in there. It is uploaded by Gary.
Right.
Which is good.
Right. I think he has more that he wants to put in. He was a little unsure about how unstable the sandbox is going forward, but I told him that I thought that it would be pretty stable for the time being.
Okay, maybe that should be the next thing we discuss after we finish on this one. So maybe, what do people think of sort of the two track production track, at least for immediate rollout, production track using plain vanilla BioPortal, and then a development track doing what we're doing now, with some changes, designing an import from BioPortal and so on.
Well, it's probably a better alternative than we have currently, so. Again, the linkage to BioPortal, even for production, at a certain point, development has to switch over and become production, sometime in the future.
Well, I think there's also a good open space there for sort of a more general instance of BioPortal, since the BioPortal itself is focused on biomedicine. So, for having upper ontologies and other domains that aren't covered by more specific repositories.
Yeah, definitely. I think that
the test bed federation as well.
Right. The needs are definitely there. Therefore, mm-hmm. if we don't do it, somebody else would. NCBO has already declared, they're not going to do anything with other ontologies. And I think the need, actually, there's even a need for something like an OR for the vocabularies that linked open data people are generating. There's
right.
no common place where people could look for those. Actually,
right.
When we come to the next step about trying to get content, if we have a production instance, that might even help us be what we wanted to be all from the beginning, fairly quickly.
And in some of those cases, it may be appropriate to be just a registry, but that would be a valuable function in and of itself.
Right.
Well, so NCBO, what is really the relationship between BioPortal and NCBO? The Protégé team is strongly behind this too, so at a certain point, does the Protégé repository, is that identical to BioPortal, in which case, it's a generic repository.
Is larger than it includes Stanford and Buffalo and other groups. So, Peter probably has more details, but I think basically it's a fairly large funded project that is leveraging a fair amount of the earlier Protégé technology.
Okay, this is my take on the situation. So NCBO is, as Mike said, it's multiple organizations and it's funding BioPortal. BioPortal actually is not equal to Protégé. Protégé is the ontology editing platform or ontology development platform. BioPortal is the repository and repository services. Almost everything we defined in OOR, that's what they are, except that it's for a specific biomedicine domain. That said, And the teams are different. I mean, even the players are different. The developers are different. For example, Tim Redman, Tanya Tudorake. I mean, these are like protege developers. Whereas, there are different sets of BioPortal developers. But lately, they are integrating, which means now you can use WebProtege, grab an ontology out of BioPortal, edit it, and put it back in. So these are strictly two different efforts, two different funders. They're even funded differently. And different objectives, different missions. And I think that's also why it is moving forward in leaps and bounds, because both projects are very well funded. Protege is very well funded because originally it's like they're supporting National Cancer Institute, and now they have got the ICD-11 project, which is sort of has earmarked Protege as the development platform. So they have got very well-funded and strong use cases to drive their work. They actually have work to do to perform. So that's why we'll never match the way they could roll these things out. That's also one of the reasons why I was suggesting this parallel track.
Oh, okay. Peter?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were talking about the question was about the relationship between BioPortal and
Protege. Yes.
Okay, so you were basically looking at it in terms of who is developing it, you know, whose responsibility it is, and very high-level picture of it. Another way you could look at it is in terms of the code.
The who?
The source, like the code. I mean, what's behind these programs.
Okay.
So BioPortal is a program, and so is Protege. And they are very integrated. It turns out that BioPortal uses the Protege code internally, and that's how it does a lot of what it does. So they may be separate teams, and they may have different funding sources and so on, but as software, basically BioPortal is an extension. It's built on top of Protege.
Are you sure that is the case, or was BioPortal built on a snapshot of some previous version of Protege?
It certainly could have been a previous version. I don't know. I don't know the relationship between versions.
Yeah, because I know the work are quite separate and distinct, and there are different people working on it. Of course, they all work on the same office, and if the old snapshot has certain major bugs and they've already resolved it, then they move it over or something. But I doubt if
I couldn't tell you anything about how they handled it internally.
Right.
I'm just pointing out that indeed there is Protege code is inside BioPortal.
Yeah, my suspicion would be when it first started, it sort of grabbed a snapshot of let's say the back end of Protege and built on it.
Right. I don't think there's any of the front end.
Right, and then they build the front end over it. Yeah.
But definitely the back end code of Protege, I mean the real guts and the guts of it is inside a BioPortal.
Yeah.
At least some version. So,
yeah, we could ask them. Yeah, we could ask them, but I think it was a snapshot because for those who know Protégé, I mean, there are at least two major versions of Protégé. I mean, there's Protégé 3 and Protégé 4. 3 was the original sort of track that was developed at Stanford, mainly starting during the time of Ray Ferguson, and 4 was University of Manchester. And the both versions are still out in production.
But, I mean, it's not clear that those two versions have different back ends.
They are. They have.
I mean, the front end of them could look very different, and yet the core services might actually be the same.
If I understand it correctly, no. I think four people sort of start fresh, totally fresh.
Yeah, but four wasn't really a distributed web implementation, at least originally.
Exactly. That's why, I mean, that's what led me to believe that even the back end are different.
Right. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the current state is, but at least until fairly recently, there really wasn't a back end for four. So.
There wasn't a back end?
Right. It's just a standalone editing application. So the web Protégé, I think, has at least until recently been based on Protégé 3.
Right, right.
So the major developments are still sort of based on 3 and at Stanford. And besides, I mean, Manchester's funding already ran dry and they stopped. So 4 sort of moved over to Stanford. I mean, they continue to develop the 4 front end, but they still don't have the server client architecture in
right,
4.
Right. I can't speak at all to where they got the Protégé code. I'm just saying that that's what they do. They use the Protégé code. Some Protégé code, some version of it, is in there. And it's a big part of BioPortal.
So,
Peter?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make that comment because you know, there's a question about what the relationship was.
So it gets kind of to the point where if Protégé is building a repository, maybe they're doing the same thing we're trying to do.
Protégé is not building a repository. Protégé is continuing to build better ontology development tools. BioPortal is building a repository, and now it's integrated to Protégé.
But who owns what, right, in the future? I mean, so I know that in Protégé currently, there's mention of repositories. I haven't used it myself because I keep everything local. If they're going to have a tighter integration with repository software in the future,
that would be BioPortal.
Then it might be that Protégé wins that battle, right?
No, that would be BioPortal. If Protégé says they have a repository, then that repository would be BioPortal.
Okay, but. From what I saw, in Protégé, there was no restrictions on, there didn't seem to be any restrictions on the things that you could add to the repository. Again, I haven't used it because I don't typically use it.
When you say repository, are you referring to the server client, the server back end, where you just upload ontologies?
That's probably it, yes.
But I don't think they consider that as a repository.
Ah. Okay, I thought
that's just the server back end.
Let me see. I don't have it up yet, but I can bring it up. I don't offhand see it in Protégé 4.1. Let me bring up 3.4.
Yeah, 4 is more feature, more compatible with, let's say, R2 and so on, but probably less robust and less architected properly compared to 3.
Yeah, I typically use 4.
Yeah, but 3 is still the main thing. I mean, National Cancer Institute, ICD-11 work, I mean, those are all working on 3, I think. So all the big uses are on 3 and not on 4.
Yeah, I see that, you know, there is a, I don't know what what's behind this, of course, but I do see they have a repository manager tab here. Let's see. Yeah, so in 3.4, under the OWL menus, there's ontology repositories, and they have both project repositories but global repositories. So it looks like it goes to the Protégé OWL plugin folder, essentially. But all of these are OWL files, but it's off of the plugin folder. So let's see. So I mean, just looking at this, I mean, at least at this version of 3. I think I have this is 3.4.4. It's basically just a list of files. So it's not really very structured beyond that.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought. So if they're talking about a real repository, maybe, I mean, that's what global repository refers to, then that would be BioPortal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and the only entry here is Protégé OWL plugin folder, but I guess there could be other global repositories. Maybe there will be in the future, but and I don't think under there is anything yet under 4.1. So, but you know, I guess the one question is, I mean, because the close linkage between Protégé and BioPortal, I mean, at some point in the future, will there be a non-biological or at least an open file portal that doesn't have any constraints on content?
That's OOR. That's the original thinking. Mark Musin agrees that they will do biomedicine and OOR will do everything else.
I see. Okay.
But we never follow up on that. And
so it's kind of like a gentleman's agreement here or something.
Right, right. Because, I mean, his funding from NCBO stipulates that he is, and obviously supported by their original proposal, is that they will do that part of it. But when they develop, they know that they're developing a generic platform. And one must recognize that Mark Musin is as much a team member of OOR as any one of us, except that he doesn't come to our meetings as often as we would hope he does. So, on that note, I move we adopt sort of from the two-track approach from here on, and then roll out those two tracks. Parallel tracks, one production track using a plain vanilla bioportal, plain vanilla up to date. So since it's plain vanilla, then every time they update, we will update with them, and then also run a parallel development track to develop what we want to do eventually with the latest and greatest that this group can provide expertise on.
Okay.
I think that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Is that a second?
I guess I'll second it. I actually have to leave here shortly, so.
So, can you? Is there any major objections?
No, not on my end.
Okay, then maybe the next time we'll spend more time sort of talking about how to implement that thought.
Yeah, we need to unpack that because we're in favor of it, but we have to understand what we're doing here.
Absolutely, yeah. And probably not today. So maybe shall we skip to next meeting? I have, from the meeting last week, we decided there will be no meeting on the 22nd. And then 29th, we do another architecture API workshop. And we didn't talk about next month, but 5th turns out to be the first Friday of the month. Then I suggest we do the regular OR team meeting on the 5th, try to get more people here, and then we can discuss the detail as to how to roll out these two-track plans.
Okay, you say we do have a meeting on the 29th?
We do, yeah. Architecture API Workshop 7.
Okay.
Because Workshop 7 was supposed to be last week, but we only had like 4 people, and we decided not to do the workshop and postpone that to the 29th.
Okay. Yeah, both 28th and 29th are kind of iffy for me since we'll be traveling, but I might still be able to make it.
Great. So 5th would be the next big time we discuss this.
Okay. Yeah, if we think we can get enough people, you know, involved in this to discuss it, I think that would be useful. Yep.
Yeah, but August would even be more difficult than July because more people will be on vacation, especially in Europe.
Yeah.
Well, I'll send more notifications out, reminders out, and see if we can get more people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Okay, I think probably that's enough for today then, right?
Yep.
Okay, folks, I move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Thanks for the discussion.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.